PJM MRC/MC Preview, December 17, 2025, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. Below is a summary of the agenda items scheduled to be brought to a vote at the PJM Markets and Reliability Committee and Members Committee meetings December 17. Each item is listed by agenda number, description, and projected time of discussion, followed by a summary of the issue and links to prior coverage in RTO Insider. RTO Insider will be covering the discussions and votes. See next week's newsletter for a full report. Markets and Reliability Committee. Consent Agenda. As part of its consent agenda, the committee will be asked to be endorsed proposed revisions to Manual 14B, PJM Region Transmission Planning Process drafted through its periodic review. The changes would allow transmission owners to choose having the ambient ratings for their lines modeled at 59 or 60 degrees Fahrenheit in the light load case used in the Regional Transmission Expansion Plan. References to phase angle regulators were added throughout the document when referencing phase shifting transformers to improve consistency. See endorse proposed revisions to Manual 14D generation operational requirements proposed as part of its periodic review. The language would require generation owners to notify PJM of any issues that may affect their unit's ability to start during a cold weather advisory and add detail to the cold weather operating limit data requests and cold weather advisory drill. De-endorse proposed revisions to Manual 14D to rework the rules for generation owners seeking to deactivate units. The FERC-approved changes would require a one-year notice before a resource can be retired and increase the amount of information publicly posted, including the reliability must-run revenue allocation zonal rate for areas assigned part of the cost associated with agreements to keep units online past their desired deactivation date. The deactivation avoidable cost credit would be tweaked to remove a $2 million limit on project investments, limit the yearly adder on investments to 10%, and remove the trigger causing the daily deficiency rate to be used in lieu of the deactivation avoidable cost rate. Issue tracking, enhancements to deactivation rules. E-endorse proposed revisions to Manual 19, load forecasting and analysis drafted through the document's periodic review. The language would reflect the forecast horizon being extended from 15 years to 20 and correct printing issues with formulas included in the manual. F-endorse proposed revisions to Manual 18, PJM Capacity Market, Manual 20A, Resource Adequacy Analysis, and Manual 21B, PJM Rules and Procedures for Determination of Generating Capability to conform with FERC Order 2222 and detail how distributed energy resources will participate in the 2028-29 base residual auction. The language would also eliminate the availability window for demand response and rework the calculation of the winter peak load for participants to be determined at the system's coincident peak, rather than individual participants' peaks. Endorsements. 1. Minimum capitalization. APJM's Ryan Jones will present a proposal endorsed by the Risk Management Committee to increase the tangible net worth or tangible assets an entity must possess to participate in PJM's markets. B. The Energy Company Op Executive Director Divya Desai will present proposed amendments to the proposal to revise how the minimum tangible net worth would be calculated under the main motion. The committee will be asked to endorse the proposed solution and corresponding tariff revisions. Issue tracking review of minimum capitalizations for participating in PJM markets. Members Committee. Consent Agenda. As part of its consent agenda, the committee will be asked to C. Endorse and approve proposed revisions to the tariff, reliability assurance agreement and operating agreement drafted by the Governing Document Enhancement and Clarification Subcommittee. Endorsements. 1. Elections. PJM's Michelle Greening will review the proposed sector representatives to serve on the Finance Committee in 2026, as well as sector whips and the MC's vice chair for the year. The committee will be asked to elect the proposed representatives.